Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe. I'm your host, Sean T, and today is going to be a quick catch-up. So if you follow me on social media, you know that I have been battling some pains in my body, and I would love to say I'm getting old. But at the end of the day, one of the reasons that I'm battling pain is because I'm trying to get ahead of bigger problems that can happen in about 10 to 12 years. So I'm taking these necessary precautions to get my body ready for surgery, or surgeries plural, so that I'm good in the future. And I'm going to explain that a little bit in this episode. And I think that there are a lot of you out there, whether you're a little bit older like me in your 40s, or you're younger and you've had some setbacks, or not necessarily setbacks, had some injuries in your life. I think you might be able to relate. So get ready to trust and believe in what to do when you can't do.
Somebody say, oh yeah.
What's up?
He's better than Oprah. Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
All right, so I'm actually just going to tell you guys really quick. This is really fun to get these thoughts out because this weekend was so stressful. So a lot of you know I've gotten stem cell therapy in the past, and it's always been great for me. And the therapy that I get and the doctor that I have, I mean, just the combination of that is incredible and amazing. And so I got some stem cell therapy this past weekend, and I also have been battling a really tough shoulder injury. Now, I had no idea what my shoulder injury was because it just kind of one of those slow progressing injuries that you kind of feel something and then it starts to get worse. And it was one of those situations where I'm like, what is happening? You know, what is going on? So like most people, not that I ignored it, because I went to a physical therapist right away. I got some exercises, and I knew I went up on my tension in my racket, and I knew I was training really hard in tennis. So I just attributed my shoulder pain to that. And I had shoulder pain on both sides. So I knew it wasn't an injury that you could do like a quick onset injury or a breakage or something like that, or fracture, right? Because I was like, this is kind of weird. It's like symmetrical and just a little bit strange. So anyway, my right shoulder started to feel a little bit better, but my left shoulder would be intermittent. I wouldn't feel it, then I would feel it. And then when I would practice for my BOD interactive workouts, I would definitely feel it. And for those of you who don't know, I practice these workouts at least 6 times each before I step on set. So in addition to playing tennis, in addition to my TikTok dances, in addition to just my workouts in general, I'm also rehearsing the workouts that I'm going to give you. I just have this work ethic when it comes to getting ready to put something out there in the world in terms of fitness, that I have to practice it and it has to be the best that it can be, and I have to know it so that I can show up and actually give you all more than some exercises. I want to be able to give you all of myself in the messaging, and I want to be able to connect to you, and I want to make sure I got my form cues on point, because we have the live bod interactive wall, and it's so amazing to me and fun, and it's as close to a live workout as I can get, that I practice a lot, and it's super fun and it's great. The reason why I practice a lot is because I must say thank you to those of you who have told me, I can't believe you don't sound winded. Well, it's because I practice. Sometimes I'll have on a playlist and I'll be doing a workout and I'll try to sing every song as I'm doing the burpees and the push-ups and the lunges and the presses and everything. I'm literally rehearsing that way because when I get on the stage, I want to be clear, confident, level-headed, and focused on you as well. So anyway, with all that said, there's a lot of overuse that happens even if I have something small. So last week, I was able to get an MRI on both shoulders, and I found out that I had a bone spur in both shoulders. And on my left shoulder, it's a bone spur and a small tear. And now I know why I have just been in so much pain, and it limits the amount of push-ups I can do. It limits just my workout in general, which filters into, you know, my aesthetics. And I'm really happy that I am less affected by not having what I consider to be my top-notch body these days, because, you know, I know how to eat, I feel good or whatever. But I'm just glad that I'm not as affected as I used to be in the past, because that would has added in the past an incredible, terribly incredible layer of mental stress. And it's so weird when I say that, because sometimes I look back at times where I had complete body dysmorphia and I was like, I can't even believe that you didn't think you look good, because I'm like, that's just crazy because I looked amazing. And so anyway, back to my injuries. So, you know, I have these injuries, I have all these things going on, and I'm just in a place that is super stressful. I got stem cells in my knees, and I got steroid shots in my shoulder to keep them strong, and I found out that I had these bone spurs, so my shoulder started feeling good, and then about 15 hours after I got the stem cell, I usually have some swelling in my knee on my left side, but this time it was a little bit extra, and I believe it's because of just the stuff that's going on in my knee. There's some arthritis, there's bone spurs, there's old age and inflammation, and it's just been a really tough time. And so it's really tough, because I'm like, okay, my shoulder hurts. I'm still going to go out and play tennis. I play tennis instead of hitting a backhand, which is really guided by your left hand, which attaches to your left shoulder and it affects your left shoulder when you're hitting the ball. I'm like, okay, I'm going to slice the ball. So I only have to use my right hand and right arm and right shoulder during the tennis session. So I'm making all these adjustments in my life. I get the procedure. And then the thing that I'm happy that's starting to feel better, which is my shoulder. Now it's 3 days after, my shoulder feels amazing. It's like my knee then has a crazier recovery time than it ever has before. And so sometimes I'm just like, oh my gosh, you know, I can't catch a break here. And it's super stressful. And it's just not fun at all. And especially when, you know, I've also taken the time to reach out to physical therapists, get some exercises. I'm in the process of bringing a physio from Europe to come be with me for 2 weeks to heal certain parts of my body. And it's just crazy when you try to do all these things and you still encounter some pain or still encounter things. But then, you know, I had to say to myself, hey, the reality is the reality. And that is, I spent from the time I was 6 years old to a current day, 43. So 37 years being extremely active, playing sports, dancing, obviously got into fitness. And it's kind of like the other side. And I started to get frustrated because I think that when, and I think you'll understand this, when you put so much effort into keeping yourself healthy and your heart healthy and your blood flowing and all this stuff, but then you get kinetic injuries, it's kind of like, and then you're like, so what's better? To not have a healthy gut or to have to get surgery? And so you kind of battle this stuff in your mind. And I know that what I've done in my career has been best for me and best for my body. But, you know, just like everybody else, I'm like, oh, if I went back, I would have did more yoga. I would have stretched more. I would have iced more. I would have did all this recovery stuff more. But you know what? I did do a lot of that. But I just happen to be here. And this is where I'm at the current day and current time. And this is what I'm dealing with. So I kind of sat back and I said, you know what? I have to accept that. But I will tell you that I have set up a plan for me to get toward or down further down the road of being better. So now that I know that I have the shoulder injuries, meaning bone spurs, and I have this small tear, I know what's going on in my knee. We'll probably get another MRI. I'm just setting myself up for success because my doctor said, you know, if you don't get these things taken care of, you're going to be 55 years old and you won't be able to lift your hands above your shoulders, or your knees will, you know, probably be like a basketball player that has never taken care of themselves. So I'm planning for surgery to shave down the bone spur, maybe both of them, depending on how bad the right one is. And then I have been avoiding the knee surgery. So I have a bone spur in my knee right at the VMO, which is that lower muscle right above the knee, for those of you who don't know. And there's a bone spur there. So I'm like, do I get the shoulder done, go a couple months and then get the knee done and then get the other shoulder done? Anyway, I'm just setting up my plan of attack so that I'm healthier in the future. And I've seen so many athletes and fitness gurus that have gotten older and they've torn muscles and did this. And I just remember being young and saying, oh, well, you know, that's never going to happen to me. I'm going to be X, Y, and Z. And then now I'm in a space where I'm like, that's you. And how about we fix that before you get to X, Y, and Z? So anyway, that is just a quick update for me to you, so you know what's going on in my life. I just really believe that, especially who I am as a leader in fitness and health and mental fitness, I just believe it's also really important for you all to hear, you know, the behind the scenes, if you will, and what's really going on. Because like I talk about a lot on this show, I just believe that social media can create this false reality of people. And, you know, I tell a lot on social media, it's fine, but I just believe that the podcast is a great way for you to hear my voice and hear what I'm going through and really be able to connect to you guys this way. And so I will leave you with this. I know this is a very short episode, but I'm going to go get back in bed after I record this. But I think that the first thing and the first takeaway from this, from me to you, is when you feel like things are not on the up and up, whether it's an injury, whether it's trouble in a relationship, whatever, you know, you kind of have to address it. You kind of have to address it. You have to communicate with the injury, communicate with yourself, communicate with the spouse. And so when you address it, you accept it. And when you start to accept these things that aren't the best, the next thing that happens is you really get to open up your mind to the emotion attaches to it. I believe that a lot of people leave out the emotional part because they're so focused on how do I logically get through this and what's the plan of attack. But I believe that you should really attach to the way something makes you feel. And I believe that when you attach to the way something makes you feel, that is also fuel for you to take a deeper action to making it better. Maybe it's, you know, BetterHelp therapy. Maybe it's your therapist, wherever you are. Maybe it's just you talking to somebody or going to a physical therapist or working out more, or taking action or stretching or whatever, because that emotion, while sometimes it can drive you in a negative direction, I just believe that you attach to the emotion. I'm taking these necessary steps because not being able to push as hard as I can or to be able to exude the strength that I can exude is very challenging for me. And I'm like, okay, it's challenging for me, but what action steps am I going to take to make myself better? And so it's talking to my doctors and it's getting it done and it's coming up with a plan of attack. So create a strategy for yourself to move through, not past necessarily, but move through these things that are happening in your life. One of the things that I've done in a Unity community, and for those of you who think it's just a 90-day challenge, it's not. It is an incredible group where we talk about a lot of things, but one of the challenges that I put forth this week is every single day someone has to write down one thing that they were successful at. It could have been just getting out of bed. I know a lot of people who are depressed. They just say, you know what? I got out of bed. That is success. We have this thread going on in the Unity community that is so wonderful. Something else that we're doing there next week is I'm having a friend on that the woman who taught me fitness, taught me how to teach. We went to college together and we're going to chat about earlier years and growth that we've had. And, you know, and just open up about her anxiety and some other things that she has going on while being in the health industry and commitment and consistency. So, you know, we have a lot going on there to help you out if you're going through something like I talked about today. And if not, you could just keep it here. But I would love for you guys to leave a review, please. We have some amazing people to help me with my podcast. Alex Calario Armado. We also have Todd Midget and we have Lark Media. We have incredible people to help us with this podcast. So if you want to leave a review, I would really appreciate it. And obviously give a shout out to all the sponsors. So thank you guys so much for listening, coming into this quick little talk today. I know I may have been rambling at some points during the show, but that's just because I just hopped out of bed and jumped into the studio so I can talk to y'all and be transparent and let you know what's going on. Anyway, we have some really great guests coming up on the show very soon. One guest that we're going to have is a guy who suffered from sexual abuse just like me, and he's turned into a comedian and in a way life coach for a lot of people. We're going to have someone who is an ex-felon, which I think is going to be really amazing. We're also going to have the woman who taught me fitness. So we have some really great guests coming up on Trust and Believe that these people had to trust and believe in who they are to get themselves to the other side of betterness. So hopefully you'll stick around, tell your friends about the show, and I appreciate you all so very much. And always trust and believe in who you are. And if you've sent me messages, thank you so much for the well wishes and the support. I appreciate it more than you know.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.